With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrat leaders today plan to mobilize along with anti-Trump demonstrators here in Washington and at various venues around the country as well for their so-called No Kings rally. The Republicans say it's really all about being opposed to fundamental American freedoms and values, and they're calling it the Hate America rally instead. The U.S. military strike on a cartel boat leaves survivors for the first time. President Trump spoke about that attack yesterday as he was meeting with the Ukrainian president at the White House.
We attacked a submarine, and that was a drug carrying submarine built specifically for the transportation of massive amounts of drugs, just so you understand. This was not an innocent group of people. I don't know too many people that have submarines. And that was an attack on a drug-carrying, loaded-up submarine.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, believes the president's success in the Middle East could have significant and long-term implications.
I think more than any other peace initiative, not only has this one succeeded in actually bringing about concrete results, the release of the hostages and ending the fighting, but it holds out the promise for subsequent phases that will bring peace not only to Gaza, but perhaps throughout the region. And as I said earlier, something that will certainly transform the region.
Americans have been trimming down a bit. Mike Hempen reports. The good news comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The rates varied from a low of 25% in Colorado to a high of more than 40% in West Virginia. The CDC data was analyzed by the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health.
That is Mike Hempen. The CDC says its figures are showing Americans are on a positive trend. This is SRN News. A British church sparks outrage. Here's Michael Harrington.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, "Why did you create hate when love is more powerful?" and "Why all the suffering?" Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says, quote, "As the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. Sustained international pressure remains crucial to prevent Afghanistan from descending." This is SRN News. Striking Boeing workers ready to talk.
Shares of Boeing rose 1% as the union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has agreed to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker starting Monday. The strike is now 3 months old. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents members who assemble fighter jets and munitions at Boeing's facilities in St. Louis. The announcement comes a day after the union filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against Boeing. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Louisville has pulled off a stunning upset victory against a second-ranked college football team in the country, the Miami Hurricanes, winning that game 24-21 last night, and the victory could help to propel the unranked Louisville Cardinals into the top 25 of the AP rankings. Those are set to be released, as they always are, every weekend on Sunday. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.